Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Joining us on this segment of the Small Biz Brain, she's a certified real estate specialist in the areas of residential luxury, accredited buyers, seniors real estate, marketing resort, and new homes. Cindy Hain joins us on this segment to share her own depth of experience that benefits both buyers and sellers in all the market segments she serves. She's been a consistent top producer, named best in the business for multiple years at the top 1%, offering caring and reliable service as we know her to do. Cindy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. So, starting from the top, laying the groundwork for this discussion, tell us a little bit about what you do and also why Montana?
Well, I am a native Californian, and I was raised and worked in the new home building and development industry, and I'm still an active broker there. But we moved to Montana 20 years ago, recognizing that this was the up-and-coming destination for second home and retirees. And I've been involved in all sectors of real estate in Missoula and the Bitterroot Valley for the past two decades.
Give us a sense of the Montana thing. What is it about it? And I know there's an entrepreneurial piece to this equation, and whatever else you can tell us to sort of give us the color on what's happening in Montana, in Missoula, where you're operating.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Missoula is a tertiary market for new startups, and it was just ranked 9th by the Kauffman Index for entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Most national business owners don't realize that Montana launched more new businesses last year than the entire United States.
Cindy, are there specific types of businesses or business sectors that tend to be operating more readily there?
Absolutely. Missoula is now the hotbed for startups, especially in the sectors of science-based companies, manufacturing, and high tech. And with the diverse background of residents relocating to our area, plus the University of Montana partnership, it really is a win-win for both the business owner and the employees.
Yeah. So I'm imagining because you serve sort of across a scope of sectors in real estate, you are dealing with business owners, you're dealing with commercial side, you're dealing with the residential side. Let's walk through some of the sectors you're serving and, you know, give us some insights if you can. About what's available and sort of through your lens, if you can.
Absolutely. You know, there are a myriad of environments to choose from. You can have a waterfront home on Flathead Lake. You can live year-round on a creek or walk out your back door to fish the Bitterroot or Blackfoot Rivers. You can have an elegant condominium in the center of downtown Missoula or own hundreds of acres for your private cattle ranch. We have everything you can imagine to partake in the Western experience, but still be connected nationally and internationally. And with my experiences from moving from California to here, I'm able to provide out-of-state buyers shortcuts to comfortably transition to their new home.
Cindy, is there a price sort of arbitrage opportunity? I mean, in other words, is real estate a lot less expensive in Montana? Or what sort of give us the skinny on the comparative piece to this coming from California?
You know, it's interesting. Montana has a total population of just over 1 million. And when people think of Montana, they think of Whitefish or Bozeman because of the national park and the resorts. But Missoula and the Bitterroot are becoming the substitute destination because we do offer the same amenities as the other location. We're family-friendly, we're much more low-key, and our price points are a lot lower. As an example, the median cost of a home in Missoula is around $250,000.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, coming from California. Probably anywhere in California.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's amazing. How long ago did you move? Did you actually make the move?
We made the move 20 years ago, and when we were doing our due diligence, we actually spent 5 years looking and looked in 7 different states. So we did do a tremendous amount of drilling down for each area. And what we recognized is it is a small town environment, but we still have incredible cultural activities. We have great medical care. We have great educational systems.
Mm-hmm.
We have restaurants, shopping, four-season recreation, easy transportation in and out. We have no sales tax here. And we are a non-disclosure state, so when somebody does convey a piece of property, it is not automatically moved up to the next level of tax appraisal, as it is in California.
So it doesn't trigger, the sale or the transaction does not trigger a tax assessment that...
No, not right away.
A shifting a value or a assessed value. Yeah, so interesting. We're visiting with Cindy Haynes. She's... Well, you're many things, Cindy, but among them, you are a real estate specialist and across a variety of sectors, residential, luxury, seniors, marketing, all of which is available in Missoula, Montana, where you now reside and operate in the business of real estate. The website, www.come2montana.com. That's a likely website, rather, for you. It's perfect. What else should we know as we sort of wind down this segment about the whole experience of looking for real estate? Well, let me ask a question. Does there continue to be a development there in any of the sectors?
Yes. You know, if you look at what opportunities are available for commercial investment, we are seeing a positive net migration, which has put pressure on the housing market. Mm. And there is a need for more apartments, multifamily housing, and median price housing. Of course, there are challenges with land costs, affordability and rental rates and entry-level inventory, and this pressure has shifted a number of new home buyers to the northern region of the Bitterroot Valley, which mm-hmm. is now a suburb of Missoula. Mm-hmm. Additionally, there is a need for small or flex office space, either for sale or lease, rethought or repurposed retail space, and flex-use warehouse space for distribution centers. There currently are 64 unique projects over 500,000, equaling $910 million in active and permitted projects just in Missoula alone. Okay. So there is a lot of activity happening here.
Okay. And yeah, with that demand, there's new activity happening. The developers are getting aware of that, and it sounds like it's driving a lot of good things. How about the retail per se? We hear so much in the news, you know, on sort of this global national level. Does that fold into what you're seeing there?
It does. You know, do we have big box stores? Absolutely. But when you look at downtown Missoula, we do have the urban renewal districts. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of boutique industries that are starting here, especially with breweries, with high tech, with retail, clothing, and that is transitioning out to a national and global market.
Beautiful. Cindy Haynes, thanks so much for joining. Great to have you. The website, www.come2montana.com. That's the number two, come2montana.com. She's a expert realtor across all sectors, commercial and residential, operating in Missoula, Montana. Cindy, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Small Biz America.